Information will not change you until that information is being allowed to affect our mind. How many of you know Jesus is Lord? Let me see your hands. Has Jesus been Lord changed you? Until he becomes Lord of your life, it will not change you. You know that he is Lord, but it ain't doing anything for you because you have not allowed it.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
I want to begin a two-series message towards Father's Day. And my focus is Father's today, but the message is applicable to everybody in the room. Are you guys hearing me? We live in uncertain times, and I am going to ask fathers to rise up and fight. I said I'm going to ask fathers to do what? If you have been living on autopilot, please stop. You must be intentional in everything you do from today. Because the world out there, they are intentional. And they know exactly what they want. And we must know what we want. So I'm going to lay a groundwork. Next week is the actual message. Today is the foundation for it. And I want to speak to all of you on the subject, a man and his mind. Let's say that together. So if you are a woman, you can take the man out and say a woman and her mind. All right? I just didn't want to say a person. I want to be focused. A man and his mind, a woman and his mind, a young girl and her mind, a young boy and her mind. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. For whatever reason, Christians have checked out their brains. And today I want to challenge you that there is a dimension where your mind comes to work. And you must learn not to allow your mind to be checked out. You must do things that God wants you to do the right way. Amen? A man and his... My objective in this message is to get every one of you to think on another level. I want you to begin to think differently. Turn to the person sitting next to you. From today, say that to them. From today, you got to start thinking differently. I want us to begin by defining some terms. The human mind has two parts. There is a part you use to think, and there is a part you use to make decisions. So you have the conscious part of your mind where you think with it all the time, but there is an unconscious part which is more important than the conscious one. Because the things we hear repetitively gets downloaded into the unconscious part. And when the Bible says, be careful the things that goes into your heart, he's referring to the subconscious part of the human mind. Because that is the part that controls behavior. Are you guys with me? So if you are hearing a song over and over and over and over and over and over, your mind may be thinking through it. But after a while, you realize your mind is on autopilot, correct? Because the thinking, the conscious part, is on autopilot. But then as soon as it gets here, Even though it might be a song you don't like, you'll be singing it. Are you guys with me today? So whenever I say a man or a woman and his mind, I am talking about both. I am talking about both the conscious part and the what? For example, the scripture says, these people draw nigh with their lips. Whenever we speak, the thinking part is in process. But then he says their hearts are far from what? Because he's dealing with the unconscious part at this point. As a man thinketh where? Not here. Not in the conscious part. In the unconscious part. That is what you really are. And today I want us to address this issue because as Christians we are losing. Tell the person sitting next to you, today we're going to work on your mind. Say this with me. Nothing in my life will change until my mind, please notice what it refers to, conscious and unconscious, until my mind is changed. Nothing in your life will change until your thinking or your mind changes. Can you say that with me? When you observe certain communities in this country, how many of you have heard that there is Chinatown? How many of you have heard of it? You've heard about Korean Town. I realize there is Ghana Town in New York. And when you go to Philadelphia, there's Liberian Town. Why? Why do we live in America and still want to have Chinatown? Because we are not willing to change. Come on, talk to me. We are not willing to what? Some of us, we have not named it, but we haven't changed it either. What is true in the society is true in the church. I used to be a Catholic. I was born a Methodist. Me, I am a Presbyterian. We have gathered in a place that does not have those connotations. The mindset of these denominations still controls how we serve God. Until this thing changes, you can pray and fast, nothing will change. God did not give you a brain and told you to bypass it. This is important. Are you with me today? Please forgive me because today I will step on your toes on purpose. Because as a father, Father's Day is coming, right? And as a spiritual father, I look at some of you. You have been born again. You are praying. You are paying your tithes. You are coming to church. But let's be honest. Your life is the same. Same attitude. Same problems. Same sin. Everything is the same. Sometimes it's even worse. It was better when you were not a Christian. Now that you are born again, it's worse. Nothing changes until this changes. And I'm going to walk you through the Word of God. But let me say this ahead of time. Miracles don't change people. I know sometimes we pray, let there be the supernatural, so people will change. People don't change because they saw miracles. Do you want me to give you an example? Why are you quiet? I'm a father. I'm confronting my children. The example is you. You are alive today. That's a miracle. You have been saved. That's a miracle. Yet your life is the same. So you tell me how miracles change people. The Israelites. Who saw miracles more than the Israelites? Did they change? John chapter 6. There are people who came to Jesus and said, "Ah, Master, we've been looking for you." And Jesus said, "Ah, you are chasing me because of the food." As soon as Jesus put down clear words for them, what happened to them? They left. So miracles don't change people. And today, I have seen that fathers, we get married hoping that the home will be fine. But we haven't changed this. And we are expecting the women to change. And them girls ain't going to change. So what are you going to do? Because the days they used to serve us, we used to wear the pants. We used to go to work. They stayed home. 9 to 5, they were home. We went to work. So the girl's got a house. He's got a job. He's got money. He's got a car. So you marry her. Ladies and gentlemen, what exactly? Is that not why most of us marry? What I'm trying to drive at is that you can come to church for 40 years. If you don't on purpose allow this word to change this, you will be the same. Are you here with me? You'll be living in sin town in a place of holiness. And you'll be pointing a finger that the place is not holy enough to change you. It is because you have not made a decision to change your head. God is not going to change your head for you. That is your responsibility. Information will not change you until that information is being allowed to affect our mind. How many of you know Jesus is Lord? Let me see your hands. Has Jesus been Lord changed you? Until he becomes Lord of your life, it will not change you. You know that he is Lord, but it ain't doing anything for you because you have not allowed it. And it will go on record in the annals of history and in the heavenlies this day that I have taught you out of my heart the word of God. If you don't allow that information to change you, you won't change. The problem is not me, it's you. Sometimes my heart cries when I see believers who after 15, 10, 15, 20 years in the Lord, their lives ought to look a certain way and they are still the same way. And you are binding demons. Meanwhile, the problem is in your head. From today, I'm going to give all of you an assignment. Leave the demons alone. Because the problem is in your head. Let's bind all the demons from this place. Them demons are tired. They told me last night, "Can you tell Christians for us? We are tired." The problem is in our heads. People, information will not change you until you allow that information to change your what? Mind. And it will ultimately change what? Your actions. Everybody say with me, revelation. Come on, please. Revelation, say like you mean it. What is revelation? Revelation is simply information coded with instructions. Revelation is information coded with instructions that will take your life to another level. Anytime I teach God's word or you hear somebody teaching or preaching God's word, young people, whenever you read the Bible, don't look for stories. Look for principles in the word of God because principles forms revelation. Revelation is information. But until that revelation, have you heard people say, when this brother preached, man, I got a revelation. Why is your life still the same? Because that revelation is only as good as you use it. Amen. Are you guys with me? When I teach the word of God, you will get revelation, but that revelation will not make your life better until you allow the revelation to alter your mind. Until you allow it. To alter what? All right, let's read a few scriptures because I want to underscore the importance of your mind. Everybody, touch your head and say, my mind is important to my Christian walk. The book of Proverbs, chapter 23. Let's look at the 7th verse. I'll read, as usual, all my verses from King James, maybe a couple from other versions. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, for as he thinketh, or as she, in other words, as a person thinks, please complete it. So is he. In fact, the rest of the verse is very, very important. He says, eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. In other words, the person has invited you to go eat in their home. And they are telling you there's a lot of food, eat. But deep down with them, they wish you don't eat. What is that supposed to mean? What it means is that their mouth is saying it, that you should eat. And because their mouth is saying it, the conscious part of the mind is at play. But then he says the unconscious part, the one that makes the real them, says, I wish you don't eat that much. So the scripture says what defines you and I is what we are thinking. And he's not talking about what we are thinking in the conscious mind. He's talking about what is inside there. The thing you have been listening to. There are preachers I don't listen to. It's not because they are evil, but because there are things they are teaching. The more you listen to it, it will get stuck in there and you will live with it. Are you guys with me? There are songs I don't play. It doesn't matter how my body feels because I want to program my heart with the right things. The book of Proverbs 4:23 says, out of the abundance of this heart, everything flows out. So you must be cautious what you are putting in. Problem is, if you are not intentional about what you are putting in, things will still go in there. So the scripture says, as a person thinks, so is he. So notice that the scriptures is not bypassing your brains. Is God bypassing your brains? All right. Let's look at another scripture. I'll come to the lesson. I haven't reached there yet. Romans chapter 12. Look at verse 1 and 2. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Notice he's talking about the human body. As a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. How are you going to be able to do this? The answer is in verse 2. He says, and do not be what? Conform. But be ye, I've underlined two words. What are they? The other one is a sentence. I've only underlined two words. What are those two words? And common to those two words is the word what? Form. What is a form? Anything that gives shape is a form. The prefix con means with or within. The prefix trans means that across or beyond. What the scripture is saying is that suppose this pulpit is the world. As long as you are with it or within it, you will be it. You can fast and pray. Have special people lay their hands over you. You will be it. Bad company. Completed. But Christians today are very fast. We can have bad company and we'll be fine. No wonder you struggle with sin. Did the book of Matthew say that the master sowed wheat and in the night the enemy sowed what? If you study agriculture, you will realize that there's similarities between wheat and tares. If you look at the leaf, you cannot distinguish them unless you get to the root. Jesus says, don't pluck them up. Let them grow together. So as we sit, there are wheat here, and there are what? In the pulpit, there are pastors who are wheat, and there are pastors who are? What does tares do? They tear you down. What does tares do? They mimic what you do and make it look like this is common. But whenever you decide to stand out, tares will become weeds and they will stifle you. Are you guys with me? Don't be conformed to this world. In fact, the Phillips translation says, I beg you, brothers, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. They squeeze you with TikTok. They squeeze you with Facebook. They squeeze you with YouTube. You spend countless hours on these things. It will squeeze you into its mold. Spend countless hours with the Word of God, and you will be squeezed into this mold. Because either you are with or within, you will be it. Are you with me? Fathers, don't be afraid of your wives. There are women who are strong because that is who God made them, but they are not supposed to be over you. When you are not married, men and women are equal. As soon as you get into marriage covenant, you have willfully, woman, place yourself under the control of a man. That's the way God set it up. Gradually, psychologists and counselors are teaching us all kinds of craziness, and Christians are buying it. So there is no clear authority in the home. Can I correct something really quick? In fact, the word Abba in the Hebrew and the word Pater in the Greek that is explained father actually has one of the words in its connotation, foundation. Everybody say foundation. As we sit in this building, how many of you see the foundation? How many of you see it? Anybody sees the foundation of this building? Do you see the foundation of this building? But without this foundation, would there be a building? That is who you are. You don't need to be seen. You don't need to buy a suit all the time. You don't have to show off. You must be the foundation, because without you, so your wife cannot be more prayerful than you. Let's not sit there and say, the women can pray. You are getting it wrong. Change your... Didn't the Bible says train your children? The scripture says train up a child the way he should want. Today psychologists are telling us it means something else. Let's look at the picture, just the picture. If all of this are trains, this is the engine. And these are the... You are calling the coaches. Some say cars. What the father does when he trains his children is that when you take this engine, does this car have an engine? Does this car have an engine? Does this car have an engine? So which one has the engine? The one in the front. This, the foundation has the engine. The father, the pater, the Abba. He has the what? The engine. Wherever he goes, and the cars must follow. Train up a child. He says, you, the father, must take your children, tie them to you. And wherever you go is wherever they go. If you are going to the club and the children cannot go to the club, you cannot go to the club. Are you understanding me? Please follow me. The world today is saying that this father has no right over his own children. And we are gradually buying into it, using logic. When God says, be like a train engine and train your children, wherever you go, they go. So you want your kids to pray. You want them to go to church. You will send them with an offering, but you won't go. What in the world are you saying? Because if you are the engine, wherever you go, they go. So if he's going for a prayer meeting, the children are... If my friends are in my house and we are drinking beer, and when my child comes there, I will tell the child, go, then you are not a good train. Because wherever you go, the rest of the cars, what? How in the world can I have friends that I cannot leave my little girl with? And they are still your friends. And you claim you are a child of the kingdom. We need to stop this baloney. Change your and be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of the wow. 3 John 2. Read with me. We are still establishing that the mind is important. Fathers, be the train. I said, be what? Wherever you go, your children. They go. What I realize that the older my children get, they begin to understand me more. When they are young, they would tell you are mean. You are this. My dad is my friend. No, you are not my friend. I'm your dad. Period. You want friends, go look for them. You have them somewhere else. There are days I will become a friend, but I'm not your friend. I am there to direct you. Wherever my engine goes, where that is where you are, go. If you are not careful, these children, they will raise you. And you will fail in your responsibility by laughing about it. And I don't want you to do that. We must stand as a generation who understands what Abraham understood. What did God say about Abraham? I know Abraham. I know Abraham. I know Abraham that he will command his household after him. Notice the word. Not beg them to go after him, but command them to go after him. All right, 3 John 2. 3 John is one chapter. So when you see 2, it means chapter 1, verse 2. Let's go. Everybody read with me. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul. The soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, the imagination. Those five things. And he says, your health is dependent on the advancement or the prosperity of your mind, your will, your emotions. In other words, the more you work on this, a better mind is better what? Health. You are not following. It's in the Bible. The people didn't coin it in the medical field. Isaiah 26, look at verse 3. Read with me, please, if you can, shall we? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted. God will keep that person in what? Whose what? Did he say the person who had a prayer meeting? Did he say the person who was memorizing scripture? Does that mean that these things don't have a part in your mind being stayed? It does. But he's telling you that it is only when it brings your mind to be focused on him. So this 3.5 thing must be taken care of. You cannot allow social media to start moving this mind. One of the things God opened my eyes to that really hurt my spirit, and I was speaking to a section of pastors, and I was saying that whilst we were growing, we realized that the medium carried the message, but we are living in an era that the medium itself has become the message.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555. Or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.